call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Guess what? Another card. Are you impressed? I keep getting these. I don't know. Why is somebody continuing to send me these cards? Oh, wait a minute. It's a card that was returned. This time from, and I put it down as Mrs. Dorothy Jane Kozlowski. Because you see, you know, again, there are titles that we have culturally in English. There's Mr. for the male, Miss for the unmarried female, and Mrs. for the married female. My wife, the woman I married 30-some years ago, went from Miss to Mrs. because she ended up being married to me. And, you know, again, Romans 7 makes it very clear, since I'm alive, she's my wife. I know that's confusing. They don't teach that in church, do they? Anyway, my lady, 10 years ago today, you broke your promise. Zechariah 1:3, that's the return to me and I'll return to you. I'm keeping the promise. Grace is still offered to you by your husband, me. I'll put it there. You can see in the corner, it'll go in that corner right there because, you know, and you can see I'm getting close to the edge of the wall there. What am I going to do? I'm going to do fourth row below it or something. Vertically three. I should have. Anyway, the difficulties in life. But, and by the way, the photo right there of the, that is a small child behind a chair. That happens to be me. Anyway. But you'll also notice that, I did send a postcard today, again, to George. So I assume I'll be getting that back. The point of that was, George, I never left you. I was abandoned. And this really, I wonder about this so much because, take the obvious example of George. He finds out, all these cards were sent to me, that my dad did respond when I asked him 3 years ago. And what he was told or not told, I wonder. And then because, you know, well, it is the issue that I'm really wondering about because, you know, when I look at the easy things, the things that are happening in Ukraine, for example, there is the blatantly obvious, and then there's what the media tells you. The blatantly obvious is Ukraine is falling apart, and they are, like someone drowning. They're doing a whole bunch of stupid things in order to try to survive. But the media, I mean, it's always, we're doing so well, and you know, it's the what was the ghost of Kiev and all these kind of stupid things. But there's the stupid things that are talked about, the stupid things about the Bucha massacre, where there's no evidence. The grave of tens of thousands of that, you know, when you go there to it. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't true. Number of times where a building or whatnot was bombed, and it was says, "Oh, look, they're bombing civilian places." No, they're bombing military targets. And what they've done over and over again is set up what normally would be a civilian target and turned it into a military target. You see this over, you know, I've seen some of the documentation that they have because they have instruction manuals of how to take over a building, a school, a hospital, whatnot, put people in the basement or things of that nature, and then take the upper floors in order to do their shooting and whatnot. It's the identical tactics that were used in Syria, where you have the, as it's often called, human shields. I remember seeing images of people in a cage, typically a bunch of women in a cage, and they would put them in a particular place in order to protect the people, the fighters, because you don't want to bomb them, because you don't want to kill the innocent parties. That's why they call them human shields. And of course, a lot of the same people are involved in both. I wonder when somebody finds out, again, it goes back to that idea that when somebody finds out that wearing a mask is stupid to prevent, to protect you from COVID-19, it's stupid. And actually, the evidence now, as there's some history, it actually increases your odds. So of sickness and death. And usually it's not because of COVID, it's because of other things, because the mask is not good for you. It's simply not good for you. But all the evidence is in front of you, but you have to deny it. And that concerns me. And of course, with the mask, I think in Canada and in California and a few other places, they're trying to reinstitute the masks again. It's just absolutely stupid. And so you don't use evidence, but the power of the authority. So take the obvious examples of the stupidity around COVID-19, the stupidity around the distortion in Ukraine. What's the difference? What's happening with my family? It's just a smaller scale, the same thing, isn't it? And because of the fact I've been given a little time, I have some resources now that allow me to continue for a month or two, maybe even three. And so my focus right now is getting Shofar Nexus together into a marketable product. And one of the prime focuses is the email services. And because I have a little more time, I spent today trying to make some tools so I can test things better. And of course, so I can demonstrate it to others, because I had a phone call today. And these things are starting to transpire. People I'm actually starting to talk with about using the technology for a variety of purposes. But as I've made clear in the past, it's been taking some time. This is true. But I'm focused. I work over a 40-hour week. I talk about my 40-hour workday, which obviously is silly, but it's comfortably over 60 hours a week. Comfortably. Because some weeks I take a hike. But it's still at least 60 hours, if not 70 or 80. So if I get this mailing list thing done, and I start taking my voicemail video emails and send it to a large audience, how much of the audience is going to do the, oh, I wear a mask, so I can't deny this? Or I've heard Dorothy Jane is the victim here, so I can't look at any evidence contrary to that. I have to protect George because his dad abandoned him. No, I'm sorry. His dad was abandoned. My wife abandoned me. And I've been trying to seek reconciliation for 10 years. So how much will... Because obviously, you've tried to seek reconciliation. Did somebody at the church do something? Yeah, they called the police. They kept silent. What's that going to do? I really wonder what that's going to do. I need a suggestion also. We're down. Oh, yeah. It probably won't be tomorrow, but next week, I'll order more carts because I'm out. And so, like I did before, you know, I added the He Begged Us link. I have to add another one here. And, you know, I've been wondering about that. I wonder about a focus on torture, kozlowski.org/torture, or Moloch. Those are my considerations, but I'll probably go do that. And when that's done, you will find that the probably the upper part of the wall will have new pictures, because I'm go to the printer and get some more of these pictures made. Including the Tamal family. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. Your husband, who may be 66, but as I demonstrated today again, my hike to the farmer's market, I'm very fast. I'm healthy. I'm going to be around. As long as the Lord allows, I'm going to be around. Focus on one thing: reconciliation. My lady, I love you, and I want you back.